The Theory of Jobs to be Done. According to the theory of jobs to be done, when people buy products, they're actually hiring them to help achieve a specific goal. Just tinkering with product features won't lead to success unless it helps customers make progress toward their objectives. Identifying these goals requires describing a narrative of what customers want to achieve. Understanding why a customer chooses one product over others might seem tricky at first. But if you dig deeper, you'll see that customers hire and fire products for a reason. This tells a story about their needs and desires, whether functional, emotional, or social, and what obstacles they face. To figure this out, you need to be like a detective and a filmmaker, piecing together clues to understand what customers are trying to accomplish. This approach helps marketers understand why customers make certain buying decisions. Insights through real stories. The concept of jobs theory is widely supported by real-life examples. While some people might prefer relying solely on data, it's important to remember that data often overlook the human stories behind the numbers. Numbers can tell us how many, but they rarely explain why. Sharing stories about real people facing real challenges in real companies can reveal a treasure trove of valuable insights. By observing people as they struggle to overcome obstacles, we can gain a profound understanding of their purchasing behaviors. Akio Morita, the visionary behind Sony, had a different approach to market research. Instead of relying solely on surveys and data, he sought inspiration from observing how people live their lives. When market research suggested that consumers wouldn't buy Sony's Walkman cassette tape player because it lacked a recording feature, Morita went against the research. He trusted his instincts and continued with the development. The result? Sony went on to sell over 330 million Walkman units, kickstarting the global trend of personal music devices. Address customer needs through job execution. Jobs theory defines a job as the progress someone tries to make in certain situations. People use products to achieve specific tasks in their daily lives, which include not only practical aspects, but also emotional and social ones. To fully understand a job, we need to recognize the challenges people face, the context of their situation, the hurdles they encounter, and what they consider as a good solution. Airbnb figured out a job to be done by offering homes and rooms for short-term rentals. When Airbnb started, it wasn't competing with big hotels, but with the inconvenience of not being able to find a place to stay or having to rely on a friend's couch. Looking at the market from this angle, Chip Conley, in charge of global hospitality and strategy at Airbnb, mentioned that 40% of Airbnb users would have stayed with family or skipped the trip altogether if Airbnb didn't exist. Refined to the ideal level of abstraction. Jobs theory is helpful when companies define a specific task at just the right level. Don't rely on a vague description when using jobs theory. When outlining a task, use clear nouns and verbs instead of adjectives and adverbs. And remember, simply liking certain product features doesn't count as a task. Think about grabbing a milkshake on your way to work. It's not just about liking the flavor or size of the milkshake. It's about solving a bigger problem. For many people, it's a way to make their morning drive better and avoid getting hungry during a meeting later. When you choose to buy a milkshake, you're saying no to all the other options like a chocolate bar, bagel, donut, coffee, or banana. You're hiring the milkshake to do the job because it does it best. Diverse job roles spanning various dimensions. To guarantee the success of a new product, companies should thoroughly address each dimension of the job it fulfills, including its social and emotional aspects. Moreover, they must ensure that the customer experiences delivered not only meet expectations, but also make it challenging for competitors to replicate. Jobs theory practitioners have an advantage because their focus is on perfectly satisfying someone's job, rather than just inventing a new product or feature. It's important to focus on the underlying job the customer wants done, as it serves as the best guide for innovation. This entails companies discarding internal solutions that fail to assist customers in making personal progress. Additionally, understanding the specific circumstances in which consumers make purchases enables companies to gain fresh insights. Diverse roles that require various skills and abilities. Would margarine be more popular in American kitchens today if Unilever, the top margarine producer, had considered its versatility beyond just competing with butter? Margarine also competes with olive oil for flavor, mayonnaise as a spread, and Teflon for nonstick properties in cooking. Big companies often rely too much on their own research about products and customers when making decisions. They should instead focus on understanding what job their customers want a product to do, and then make sure the product does that job really well. For example, by the mid-2000s, more U.S. households were buying butter than margarine. This decline was partly due to health concerns about trans fats in margarine. In 2014, Unilever sold off its struggling margarine business as a separate company, rather than keeping it as part of their portfolio. Perhaps Unilever could have found a solution to declining margarine sales if they had understood what customers wanted from margarine. Successful innovation with jobs theory. Many believe that successful innovation relies solely on luck. However, companies can take control and promote successful innovations without relying on chance. By utilizing jobs theory, they can establish a common language to comprehend the reasons behind human behavior. This understanding serves as the foundation for creating innovations that truly resonate with people. Identify what customers need to accomplish. Many corporate mission statements are too vague to help employees make decisions. However, a clear job to be done can give a detailed job description that guides daily decision-making across the company. Practitioners of jobs theory can find jobs that aren't being done well or aren't being done at all. They learn to spot opportunities in areas where people aren't buying anything, find ways around problems with existing solutions, and keep an eye on how customers use products in unexpected ways. When people find workarounds for products that don't quite meet their needs, it's a sign that there's room for innovation. For example, Church and Dwight noticed that people were using their Arm & Hammer baking soda for many things besides baking, as deodorant, laundry booster, toothpaste, and even to freshen up refrigerators and litter boxes. So they started selling baking soda in different forms, like toothpaste and air freshener, which brought in a lot of extra money. Similarly, NyQuil, originally meant for colds, was being used by some as a sleep aid. This led to the creation of ZQuil, a sleep aid without the cold-fighting ingredients of NyQuil. Expand reach, how SNHU adapted to compete. Southern New Hampshire University, SNHU, realized that its competition extended beyond other colleges to include the choice of not attending college at all, non-consumption. To address this, SNHU developed online degree programs tailored to adult students balancing work and family responsibilities. By fiscal 2016, SNHU's targeted approach to assisting busy adults led to rapid growth, generating $535 million in annual revenue. SNHU utilized the theory of jobs to be done in crafting marketing materials aimed at helping older learners overcome barriers to earning degrees and achieving their goals. Staff members promptly responded to financial aid inquiries by phone, ensuring queries were resolved within days, not weeks or months. Identify barriers hindering sales. To know what customers need, pay attention to their daily struggles and piece together their stories. Understanding these unsolved problems is key to success. In the mid-2000s, a construction company in Detroit reached out to consultant Bob Muesta for help. They wanted to boost sales of their condos, especially as the real estate market was struggling. They aimed to attract homeowners looking to downsize due to various reasons like divorce or kids moving out. The company suspected that factors like location, weather, salespeople performance, a potential recession, slow holiday traffic, and competition were hindering their sales. The company had trouble telling who was serious about buying their condos and who was just browsing. So, Moesta talked to lots of people who had bought condos to figure out why they did it. Turns out, many were worried about what they'd do with their big old dining tables after downsizing. Letting go of these family heirlooms was holding them back from moving forward. Moesta realized there was more to the job than just selling condos. They were essentially helping people move their lives, so the company made changes. They made the dining rooms bigger by making the second bedroom smaller. They also helped with moving and offered free storage for up to 2 years. And guess what? Their business grew by 25% in 2007, while other condo sales in Detroit dropped by 49%. What are negative jobs? Negative jobs are tasks that people want to avoid. For instance, when a busy parent's child has a sore throat, they don't want to deal with the hassle of going to the doctor. To tackle this issue, Rick Krieger, a Harvard Business School graduate, came up with QuickMedX. This was the early version of minute clinics, found in CVS drugstores, where people could get treatment for common ailments. Today, there are over 1,000 minute clinic locations across 33 states in CVS drugstores. American Girl partners with Amazon for distribution. Simply making a product better isn't enough to guarantee success in innovation. Companies must provide the experiences customers truly desire when they buy and use the product. Take Pleasant Roland, for example. When she founded what would become the American Girl doll company, she didn't conduct any formal research. Roland envisioned American Girl dolls as a way for mothers and daughters to bond over discussions about women from different eras and the challenges they faced. These dolls are well-made and represent various races and cultures accurately. Paired with historically accurate storybooks, they offer a rich emotional experience for their young owners, who can relate to the feelings portrayed. American Girl dolls come with premium price tags, because customers are not just buying a doll, they're investing in an emotional journey. The jobs theory influences how companies approach their processes and gauge success. Amazon, for instance, focuses on three key things that fulfill customers' needs, offering a wide range of products, competitive pricing, and speedy delivery. Amazon embeds this mission into its operations by prioritizing delivery times as a measure of performance over shipping times. Key points. 1. Understand customer goals and behaviors to innovate effectively. 2. Address customer needs beyond product features for lasting impact. 3. Identify tasks people avoid to inspire innovative solutions. 4. Provide desired experiences for product success, as seen with American Girl dolls. 5. Fulfill customer needs through selection, pricing, and fast delivery, driven by jobs theory. 6. Addressing customer struggles leads to significant business growth, as shown in the Detroit condo market. 7. Learn from success stories like Sony's Walkman and Minute Clinics for actionable insights.